This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Lourdes, France is a popular pilgrimage site for Catholics the world over. It is struggling during the pandemic. It was completely closed for 2 months, and now, even with France out of lockdown, pilgrims are returning in tiny numbers compared with the 6 million a year who usually come. John Lawrenson reports from Lourdes.
The bells ring out, a trumpet sounds, thousands of pilgrims hold up candles and sing. The night procession for the Feast of the Assumption is impressive, even with the numbers limited to 5,000. It's usually 20. Fabienne Rollet has come here from Normandy with her husband and three children she had after several miscarriages and many prayers to Mary.
There aren't the crowds there were the other years. And usually, we walk behind the statue of the Virgin as she's carried around. But this year, we have to stand in roped-off areas. And around town, a lot of the hotels are closed.
Pilgrims have been coming here for over a century, seeking healing, to bathe in what many believe to be holy spring water, or now, with COVID-19, just to splash it on their faces. Lourdes Rector Olivier Ribadeau-Dumas says almost all group pilgrimages have been cancelled, leaving a big financial gap.
The absence of organized pilgrimages has left us with a large deficit. It will probably be about $9.5 million by the end of the summer.
Claudine Aubert shows me her best-selling rosary beads. She heads the union of 130 stores selling what the French call objects of piety.
In July, sales were down 80%. In August, too. I was born in Lourdes, but I have never seen anything like it.
Back at the sanctuary, morale is high for this group of students who walked 4 days to get here singing along the way. But Lourdes has received a real economic shock. As pilgrim Fabienne Rollet put it, there's a lot to pray for. In Lourdes, France, this is John Lawrenson for Marketplace.